With bared sword and his long plait thumping against his back, Osman Atalan charged straight at the mounted figure of the Mahdi. The Prophet of Allah saw him coming in a whirlwind of dust, to the deafening bray of the war horns and the pounding of the drums. He reined in his white stallion. Khalifa Abdullah stopped his horse a few paces behind his master, and they waited for the emir to come on. Osman brought Sweetwater to a plunging, skidding halt and shook his broadsword in the Mahdi's face. "For God and his prophet!" he screamed. The blade that had slain men and elephants in their hundreds was now only a finger's breadth from the Mahdi's eyes. The Mahdi sat unmoved with that serene smile on his lips and the falja showing between them. Osman spun Sweetwater round and galloped away. His bodyguard and banner-bearers followed him at the same wild gallop, firing their Martini Henry rifles into the air. At a distance of 300 paces, Osman rallied his men and they regrouped at his back. He lifted his sword high, and again they charged in a serried phalanx straight at the two lone figures. At the last instant, Osman pulled up the mare so violently that she came down on her haunches. "La ilaha illallah! There is but one God!" he yelled. "Muhammad Rasul Allah! Muhammad is the prophet of God!" 5 times the horsemen retreated, and 5 times they charged back. At the 5th charge, Muhammad Ahmed, the divine Mahdi, raised his right hand and said softly, "Allah Karim, God is generous." Immediately, Osman threw himself from Sweetwater's back and kissed the Mahdi's sandaled foot in the stirrup. This was an act of the utmost humility, a rendering up of one man's soul to another. The Mahdi smiled down at him tenderly. He emanated a peculiar perfume, a mixture of sandalwood and attar of roses, known as the breath of the Mahdi. "I am pleased that you have come to join my array, and the jihad against the Turk and the infidel. Rise up, Osman Atalan. You are assured of my favour. You may enter with me into the city of Allah, Omdurman."